Open Books is a non-profit bookstore and home to the Prison Books Project. It's located on a low-lying block just north of downtown Pensacola that flooded heavily during the recent storm. Stephen Kell is a volunteer at Open Books who has been involved with the cleanup since last Wednesday.
We placed shed water, books strewn all over. Our computer wiped out, router, cable modem, phone system, credit card machine. We had to throw out a lot of chairs. A couple of the bookshelves in here we had to carry out in pieces. Along with books in the back, we were having cardboard boxes on the floor for the semi-annual sidewalk book sale we were planning on having Saturday. Had to tear shelves out of there, too.
Open Books lost nearly 3,000 books to the water damage.
After we got the main bulk of mud and water out, we'd spend the next 3 days just cleaning up in corners. We still got to unload the bookshelves, move them out of the way, and clean behind them. The entire sections below the flood line were lost, like our political science.
The Emerald Coast Community of Makers is housed in a small building behind Open Books. The group has hosted beginners electronics classes open to the community and expert-level classes led by national electronics companies. Thomas Asmuth is president of ECC Makers.
We've had an amazing number of volunteers at the Art Center and at Makers and at Open Books. We've got most of the damage out. We all lost equipment, though.
Asmuth said the flood line reached 45 inches in the makerspace.
We lost like 80% of our furnishings. We're trying to rebuild a milling machine. Our 3D printer got inundated. The water went over it.
The ECC Makers created online crowdfunding campaigns in response to the storm. Meanwhile, the members are attempting to repair some of the damaged equipment.
It's careful cleaning to try to get any damage out before this corrosion. We've still got a few weeks. Hopefully, some of that more expensive equipment will come back. But overall, if you were trying to look at all the stuff that we had at the Makers space, we lost about 60% of it.
First City Arts Center also suffered damage to its facilities and equipment during the storm. Meredith Doyen is executive director of the Arts Center. Doyen says that 37 volunteers assisted with cleaning, bleaching, and pressure washing for days following the storm.
Cleaning's easy. It's the equipment that the water rolled through and it's affected the pottery kilns. The pottery wheels were submerged overnight. And then, of course, the glass equipment. The furnace is at 2,200 degrees all the time and they have that cold water coming in on it and basically shutting it down.
Last week, 3 feet of water filled the glass-blowing studio and the pottery studio flooded nearly 2 feet. Pottery classes have resumed this week on a smaller scale, but the glass-blowing classes are on hold until the glass furnace is replaced.
We're able to get some of the pottery stuff going because we did get some wheels working, and some people actually brought their personal wheels down that we can use in the meantime till we either buy another one or get the other ones figured out.
This Friday's Hot Glass Cold Brew event at the First City Arts Center is also intended to raise awareness about the flood damage. Proceeds gathered will go toward recovery at the Arts Center and Makers Space. More information is available at firstcityart.org. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.